Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 2. Problems in Syllogisms. Section 1. Introductory. When the terms of a proposition are represented by words, it is said to be concrete. When by letters, abstract. To translate a proposition from concrete into abstract form, we fix on a univ and regard each term as a species of it, and we choose a letter to represent its differentia. For example, suppose we wish to translate "some soldiers are brave" into abstract form. We may take "men" as univ and regard "soldiers" and "brave men" as species of the genus men, and we may choose "x" to represent the peculiar attribute, say military, of soldiers, and "y" to represent brave. Then the proposition may be written, "some military men are brave men," that is, "some x men are y men," that is, omitting men as explained at page 26, "some x or y." In practice, we should merely say, "let univ be men," x equals soldiers, y equals brave, and at once translate "some soldiers are brave" into "some x or y." The problems we shall have to solve are of two kinds, namely, 1. Given a pair of propositions of relation which contain between them a pair of codivisional classes, and which are proposed as premises, to ascertain what conclusion, if any, is consequent from them. 2. Given a trio of propositions of relation, of which every two contain a pair of codivisional classes, and which are proposed as a syllogism, to ascertain whether the proposed conclusion is consequent from the proposed premises, and if so, whether it is complete. These problems we will discuss separately. Section 2. Given a pair of propositions of relation which contain between them a pair of codivisional classes, and which are proposed as premises, to ascertain what conclusion, if any, is consequent from them. The rules for doing this are as follows. 1. Determine the universe of discourse. 2. Construct a dictionary, making M and M, or M and M prime, represent the pair of codivisional classes, and X, or X prime, and Y, or Y prime, the other two. 3. Translate the proposed premises into abstract form. 4. Represent them together on a triliteral diagram. 5. Ascertain what proposition, if any, in terms of X and Y, is also represented on it. 6. Translate this into concrete form. It is evident that, if the proposed premises were true, this other proposition would also be true. Hence, it is a conclusion consequent from the proposed premises. Let us work some examples. 1. No son of mine is dishonest. People always treat an honest man with respect. Taking men as univ, we may write these as follows. No sons of mine are dishonest men. All honest men are men treated with respect. We can now construct out of dictionary, namely M equals honest, X equals sons of mine, Y equals treated with respect. Note that the expression X equals sons of mine is an abbreviated form of X equals the differentia of sons of mine when regarded as a species of men. The next thing is to translate the proposed premises into abstract form as follows. No X or M prime, all M are Y. Next, by the process described at page 50, we represent these on a triliteral diagram thus. Editorial note. There follows a series of diagrams in this text. Please refer to the accompanying textual version of this article on the same FCIT website. Next, by the process described earlier, we transfer to a biliteral diagram all the information we can. The result we read as no X or Y, or as no Y prime or X, whichever we prefer. So, we refer to our dictionary to see which will look best, and we choose no X or Y, which, translated into concrete form, is no son of mine fails to be treated with respect. 2. All cats understand French. Some chickens are cats. Taking creatures as univ, we write these as follows. All cats are creatures understanding French. Some chickens are cats. We can now construct our dictionary, namely M equals cats, X equals understanding French, Y equals chickens. The proposed premises translated into abstract form are all M are X, some Y are M. In order to represent these on a triliteral diagram, we break up the first into the two propositions to which it is equivalent, and thus get the three propositions, 1, some m r x, 2, no m r x prime, 3, some y r m. The rule given at page 50 would make us take these in the order 2, 1, 3. This, however, would produce the result as described in the accompanying diagram. So, it would be better to take them in the order 2, 3, 1. Numbers 2 and 3 give us the result shown in the accompanying diagram. And now, we need not trouble about number 1, as the proposition, some mRx, is already represented on the diagram. Transferring our information to a biliteral diagram, we get what is pictured in the accompanying diagram. This result we can read either as some x or y or some y or x. After consulting our dictionary, we choose some y or x, which, translated into concrete form, is some chickens understand French. 3. All diligent students are successful. All ignorant students are successful. Let un of be students. M equals successful, x equals diligent, y equals ignorant. These premises in abstract form are all x are m, all y are m prime. These broken up give us the four propositions. 1. Some x are m. 2. No x are m prime. 3. Some y are m prime. 4. No y are m, which we will take in the order 2, 4, 1, 3. Representing these on a triliteral diagram, we get what is depicted in the accompanying diagram. And this information, transferred to a biliteral diagram, is pictured in the accompanying diagram. Here we get two conclusions, namely, all x are y prime, all y are x prime. And these translated into concrete form are, all diligent students are, not ignorant that is, learned. All ignorant students are, not diligent that is, idle. 4. Of the prisoners who were put on their trial at the last assizes, all against whom the verdict guilty was returned were sentenced to imprisonment. Some who were sentenced to imprisonment were also sentenced to hard labor. Let un of be the prisoners who were put on their trial at the last assizes. M equal who were sentenced to imprisonment. X equals against whom the verdict guilty was returned. Y equals who were sentenced to hard labor. The premises translated into abstract form are all X are M. Some M are Y. Breaking up the first, we get the three, 1, some X are M, 2, no X or M prime, 3, some M are Y. Representing these in the order 2, 1, 3 on a trilateral diagram, we get what is depicted in the accompanying diagram. Here, we get no conclusion at all. You would very likely have guessed, if you had seen only the premises, that the conclusion would be, some against whom the verdict guilty was returned were sentenced to hard labor. But this conclusion is not even true with regard to the assizes I have here invented. Not true, you exclaim? Then who were they who were sentenced to imprisonment and were also sentenced to hard labor? They must have had the verdict guilty returned against them, or how could they be sentenced? Well, it happens like this, you see. They were three ruffians who had committed highway robbery. When they were put on their trial, they pleaded guilty, so no verdict was returned at all, and they were sentenced at once. I will now work out, in their briefest form, as models for the reader to imitate in working examples, the above four concrete problems. 1. No son of mine is dishonest. People always treat an honest man with respect. Un of men, M equal honest, X equal my sons, Y equals treated with respect. That is, no son of mine ever fails to be treated with respect. 2. All cats understand French. Some chickens are cats. Un of creatures. M equal cats, X equal understanding French, Y equals chickens. Some MRX, some YRM, some YRX. That is, some chickens understand French. 3. All diligent students are successful. All ignorant students are unsuccessful. Un of students, M equals successful, X equals diligent, Y equals ignorant. All X are M, all Y are M prime. Therefore, all X are Y prime, all Y are X prime. That is, all diligent students are learned, and all ignorant students are idle. 4. Of the prisoners who were put on their trial at the last assizes, all against whom the verdict guilty was returned were sentenced to imprisonment. Some who were sentenced to imprisonment were also sentenced to hard labor. Un of prisoners who were put on their trial at the last assizes, M equals sentence to imprisonment, X equals against whom the verdict guilty was returned, Y equals sentence to hard labor. All X are M, some M are Y, there is no conclusion. Section 3. Given a trio of propositions of relation of which every two contain a pair of codivisional classes and which are proposed as a syllogism, to ascertain whether the proposed conclusion is consequent from the proposed premises, and if so, whether it is complete. The rules for doing this are as follows. Take the proposed premises and ascertain, by the process described at page 60, what conclusion, if any, is consequent from them. 2. If there be no conclusion, say so. 3. If there be a conclusion, compare it with the proposed conclusion and pronounce accordingly. I will now work out in their briefest form as models for the reader to imitate in working examples 6 problems. 1. All soldiers are strong. All soldiers are brave. Some strong men are brave. Un of men, M equals soldiers, X equals strong, Y equals brave. All M are X, all M are Y, some X are Y. Therefore, some X are Y. Hence, proposed conclusion is right. 2. I admire these pictures. When I admire anything, I wish to examine it thoroughly. I wish to examine some of these pictures thoroughly. Un of things, M equal admired by me, X equal these pictures, Y equal things which I wish to examine thoroughly. All X are M. All M are Y. Some X are Y. Therefore, all X are Y. Hence, proposed conclusion is incomplete, the complete one being, I wish to examine all these pictures thoroughly. 3. None but the brave deserve the fair. Some braggarts are cowards. Some braggarts do not deserve the fair. Un of persons, M equal brave, X equal deserving of the fair, Y equals braggarts. No M prime are X. Some Y are M prime. Some Y are X prime. Therefore, some Y are X prime. Hence, proposed conclusion is right. 4. All soldiers can march. Some babies are not soldiers. Some babies cannot march. Un of persons, M equals soldiers, X equals able to march, Y equals babies. All M are X. Some Y are M prime. Some Y are X prime. There is no conclusion. 5. All selfish men are unpopular. All obliging men are popular. All obliging men are unselfish. Un of men, M equal popular, X equals selfish, Y equals obliging. All X are M prime. All Y are M. All Y are X prime. Therefore, all X are Y prime. All Y are X prime. Hence, proposed conclusion is incomplete, the complete one containing, in addition, all selfish men are disobliging. 6. No one who means to go by the train and cannot get a conveyance and has not enough time to walk to the station can do without running. This party of tourists mean to go by the train and cannot get a conveyance, but they have plenty of time to walk to the station. This party of tourists need not run. Un of persons meaning to go by the train and unable to get a conveyance, M equal having enough time to walk to the station, X equal needing to run, Y equal these tourists. No M prime or X prime. All Y are M. All Y are X prime. There is no conclusion. Here is another opportunity, gentle reader, for playing a trick on your innocent friend. Put the proposed syllogism before him and ask him what he thinks of the conclusion. He will reply, "Why, it's perfectly correct, of course. And if your precious logic book tells you it isn't, don't believe it. You don't mean to tell me those tourists need to run? If I were one of them and knew the premises to be true, I should be quite clear that I needn't run and I should walk." And you will reply, "But suppose there was a mad bull behind you?" And then your innocent friend will say, "Hum, ha, I must think that over a bit." You may then explain to him, as a convenient test of the soundness of a syllogism, that if circumstances can be invented which, without interfering with the truth of the premises, would make the conclusion false, the syllogism must be unsound. The end of Chapter 2 and Book 5, read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.